Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Hello, Journey of You family, and welcome, welcome. We are hanging out on the couch and just having a conversation. And today I want to talk to you about the gift of life. I know that last week we talked about the game of life, where essentially life and the role that you play and how we are not in control, that God is. And really just being able to give him that control. And so today I want to just focus on the gift of life. We are the characters in God's plan, okay? And ultimately he is the one in control. And so the reason that I want to remind you today of the gift of life is because when I opened my eyes this morning, I immediately thought about the fact that I didn't have to open my eyes. God didn't have to breathe life into me or allow me to see another day. But he did. It's not our alarm clocks. It's not a family member waking us up. It's not anything of our own free will. Every day that we wake up, it is a literal miracle. God promised us in Psalm 91 to satisfy us with long life and show us his salvation. In fact, let me read it to you. Let me get to Psalm 91 real quick so I can tell you. I believe it's Psalm 91 and it's verse 16, which is the last verse of the chapter. And this is how it reads. It says, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." I'm going to go up just a couple more verses. We'll start at Psalm 91, but I'm going to go to verse 14 and read through to 16. "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." I think I might have told y'all before that my mom's interpretation of that is I'm going to live long, strong, and live till I'm satisfied. But it's really true. God promised us long life right here in his word. I just read it to you. And every single day that we wake up, it's a gift. We don't have to wake up, y'all. That's not mandatory. It's not required. It's not an obligation. It is a gift, which is truly why it's called the present. And so God promised us that. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows the number of days he has planned for us. We don't. So we have to cherish every single day that we are gifted with. We've got to praise God. It's truly the day the Lord has made. So we must rejoice and be glad in it. In this season, life matters even more. You know, we celebrate this season, you know, the holidays that are coming up, simply because of the life of Jesus and his birth here on earth. So today we've got to focus on that. We've got to focus on the gift of Jesus, the gift of another day. How are you going to view your life today from that perspective? Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed a man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature." In Proverbs 21:21, he said, "Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." What are you going to pursue in your life today? What is it that you're going to be grateful for? Life is a gift. And you never know when it's going to end. Later today isn't promised. Tomorrow isn't promised. And yesterday's already gone. You can't go back and change anything prior to today. But what you can do is make better choices from here forward and be thankful for the life that you have. Like, you literally don't even have to think about breathing. It happens naturally. You don't have to sit here and give yourself chest compressions. Your heart is beating on its own. Those are miracles, you guys. And some people, excuse me, didn't wake up today. They aren't breathing. their heart isn't beating. And sometimes we walk through loss, and it's very difficult to know that that person is no longer here. But it should make you that much even more grateful for the ones that are here, including yourself. There's still something that you need to do and fulfill. And you've got to be thankful for that. Even if life looks nothing like you want it to right now, you are still being gifted with life, which means there's opportunity. Maybe you weren't able to help someone else that's no longer here, but use that as fuel to continue helping others until you get to see them again. Life is not promised to anyone in terms of, oh, you're going to have this many things or get to do this or get to accomplish this. It doesn't always happen that way. So the time that you have to cherish it, be thankful for it, and spend it wisely. Speak God's word and his truth. Even when you get a report from the doctor that you didn't want to hear, that was unexpected, you still speak God's word. And as long as you are breathing, you worship God, you run after him with your whole heart, and you pour into other people and share his love with them so that they can experience too, because you may be the only Jesus that they see. If they never open the Bible, they should still know Jesus because of you and how you interact with them and how you treat them and what they see in your life. So today, I just want you to remember the gift of life that even though things may be tough, excuse me, or not ideal, or it might just literally suck. I mean, that's life. And I totally understand that. I've been there, and there are some days that it's just like, if all I can do is breathe, that's what I'm going to do. And so I want to tell you, even in that, that it is a blessing for you to be able to breathe. And so keep your focus and perspective on God, no matter what's happening in front of you and the reality that looks nothing like you want it to. Keep your perspective and your focus in the right place. Look up. Look to the hills from whence comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Thank him for every single breath and every beat of your heart. Don't take it for granted. Don't dismiss it or take it lightly. It truly is a gift. Use it wisely. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the gift of life. We thank you, Father, for your breath in our lungs and for the beat in our hearts. Thank you for breathing life into us, Lord. Thank you for using us, Father, as your vessels, to be your hands and feet and to share your love with others as you have freely given it to us. Help us to freely give it to others, Lord. Help us to be mindful, Father, of the use of our eyes and our senses, our ears, our hands, our limbs, to be able to go out and do the things you've assigned us to do, Father, but to also bring you glory, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we're going to show more gratefulness for those things that we probably often overlook or take for granted, but that we truly can't live without. Thank you for the gift of life, Lord. Thank you for your promises that are yes and amen. Thank you that you desire to satisfy us with long life and show us your salvation, Lord. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope that you walk away with something tangible, practical, and spiritual that can help you to keep moving forward and becoming who God created you to be, that will help you to shift your mindset and elevate the level of your perspective. This is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.